The Australian government has offered to send defence personnel to the Philippines to advise local forces in their fight against Islamist extremists. Australian military surveillance planes are already operating over the country's south. Foreign Minister Julie Bishop says the presence of IS in the Philippines is of real concern. From Canberra, Stephanie Dalzell reports.
The Filipino military has been battling Islamic State-linked militants on the island of Mindanao for months. And there are strong concerns it could get worse as Islamic State loses ground in the Middle East and looks for other strongholds throughout Southeast Asia. The Foreign Minister Julie Bishop has revealed she offered further military assistance to President Rodrigo Duterte during a visit to Manila earlier this month.
The Philippines are taking it very seriously. They're very concerned and are seeking resources for the Armed Forces Philippines to undertake the war against ISIS as it embeds in civilian areas in Marawi. So it's a very dangerous fight, but Australia has already offered and is supplying support to Philippines, and we stand ready to assist should they require more.
The Islamic State-inspired fighters have a stronghold around the war-torn city of Marawi, where Islamic State is trying to establish its Southeast Asian headquarters. The Foreign Minister is now offering similar support to what Australia is providing in Iraq.
We've offered to assist in any way that might add to the likelihood of defeating this scourge in southern Philippines. It's in our region.
But the Foreign Minister has made it clear the offer doesn't include combat troops on the ground.
That's advising, assisting, and the President heard my offer. I know the United States likewise made offers. I know Malaysia and Indonesia are prepared to support. Singapore are prepared to support Philippines should they request that support.
Earlier, the opposition spokeswoman for foreign affairs, Penny Wong, told AM it's in the national interest for Australia to confront and defeat the threat of IS.
This conflict in the southern Philippines tells us one very important thing, that the fight for stability and security is right here in our region. The fight against terrorism is right here in our region, and it is deeply concerning that we have Daesh-inspired groups in the city of Marawi.
Professor John Blaxland is the director of the Australian National University's Southeast Asia Institute. He believes Australian personnel are among the best in the world at advising and assisting other countries with tackling Islamic State.
This is an area where we have developed considerable expertise, given the work we've been doing in Afghanistan and Iraq over the last few years. So the Australian Army today and other elements of the Australian Defence Force are actually about as proficient at training and advising and assisting as any army has ever been. So in terms of what Australia can offer, this is something that is very, very appropriate. This is something that Australia's good at. This is something that would be useful for the Philippines. And it's also something that would still leave the Philippines in charge, would leave them taking the primary responsibility for conducting operations, and leave them in a position where they could claim the credit for any successes that arise. And clearly it's very important that for Australia and the Philippines and for the region, that they are successful in dealing with this outcrop of jihadism.
Should we be sending troops on the ground? The Foreign Minister was very specific when she said that the offer didn't include that. But is that something that it should?
No, I think Australia is wise to avoid committing combat troops. This is something that would be, in my view, completely counterproductive. It would effectively act like moths to a flame for other jihadists from other parts of the world. We do not need to exacerbate the situation. Our presence there with combat troops would be very much seen as an inflammatory move, one that jihadists would exploit for propaganda purposes, and we really need to work assiduously to avoid that kind of outcome.
Is the Philippines military well-equipped enough to defeat Islamic State?
They have, by and large, the capabilities required. There are some niche areas where they are short, and this is where I think the United States and Australia can help, and that's one of the reasons why Australia has been providing some what they call ISR, intelligence, surveillance and reconnaissance support from the P-3 surveillance aircraft that have been deployed in support of the operations in the Philippines lately. That's something that Australia can sustain, can continue providing. We're very good at it, and it's well received by the Filipinos. It's useful. It's a shortcoming on their front, so we're helping to fill a niche gap.
That's Professor John Blaxland from the Australian National University's Southeast Asia Institute. That report from Stephanie Dalzell.